quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of good judgment draw nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trust. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned off the dangers that lie in their path, but to heed not his mercy and to kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it was same on that great judgment day, when fire and gravy will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and gravy will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. And at the end of that day, then judgment up the road here. God can't stop it. Jesus can't stop it. The whole world can't stop it. It's just going to happen because the days are numbered.
Mm-hmm.
And when that number zero comes, there's God's judgment.
Mm-hmm.
The day of the Lord. Right then, instantly, after the tribulation of those days, while the sun be dark, and then the moon shall not give her light, and they shall see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. And power and great glory. He's not going to be that little lamb anymore. He's not going to let himself be pushed around anymore by these zealots and these pulpits, these scorpions. At that day, his judgment is not. It's a different day then.
Mm-hmm.
The days are numbered. People, they go down the road alive like there's no judgment coming. 3 years from now, it'll be a different world. We got it right down to the date. God given us the understanding of that midnight cry. And then that happened October 15, 2021. You can count 7 years, and that's it. It's all over but the cry. Then these days are numbered here. God gave you and me the insight simply because we have a reverence and respect for the Word of God. That's the only reason. People said I'd never make it. They said I'll never see it true. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they never have met you. All my life was in shambles, till the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter, Lord, you give me a brand new song. I'm still holding on, Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile, You touch my heart, you touch my soul. On the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing ever found. Though the life was not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never amount for nothing. That's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled. I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. And Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. And on the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing ever found. Though the likely not to prosper was left hanging over my head, you'll never count for nothing. That's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled. I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. And Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. On the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta burn your bridges.
Mm-hmm.
If those Wendy's would have burned their bridges back in the day, they would have never gone, attempted to go back to Wendy. They knew what that this was all about. But see, you and I, we burned our bridges, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Every movement we made, we left, we burned our bridges. We made sure that there's no road back.
Mm-hmm.
We blew up the bridges, you know. There's no way for you and I to go back in that Hutterite compound.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it would have been an easy way out, like some people do. But
mm-hmm.
And
the devil knows if you've got one foot there and one foot out.
Oh, yeah.
And he can get you back. But when once you made up your mind, you know, then it's a different story.
Yeah, all the bridges left behind. We burned them to the ground. Nothing back there.
Mm-hmm. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. A higher plan that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where deeds abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plan that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For fate has caught the joyful song, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. A higher plan that I have found. set my feet on higher ground.
I want to scale
the utmost height and catch a gleam of heaven bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me up to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's tableland, a higher ground that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. When summer finally gets here, it's a warm time of year. People go on vacation, they go far and near. Someday I'll take me a journey, and no stars will outlast. I'm going out for vacation, but I'll be coming back. I'm gonna take a vacation, past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no cars. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. Gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. Now if you want to go with me, here's what you must do. Get your ticket from Jesus. He will show you through. Heaven's not on the road map, and there's only one way to enjoy a vacation like we'll have someday. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no cars. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight, gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going out for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. Now if you want to go with me, here's what you must do. Get your ticket from Jesus. He will show you through. Heaven's not on the road map, and there's only one way to enjoy a vacation like we'll have someday. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no car. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. I'm gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. It's just up the road here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just words, it's reality. While they go through the day of the Lord, we're having a vacation on the other side of glory. It's that simple. These things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a rapture.
In the meantime, we just got to keep chugging away.
Mm-hmm.
And let these gelids and these toads and these scorpions divert you, threaten you. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. If I ascend up to heaven, or make my bed below, I know your hand will hold me wherever I may go. Before I was formed, you already knew my days. Lord, I have no secrets. You know every path I take. I, Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot hide from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. How precious are your thoughts, O God, they're always of me, more than the number and the sin. My Emmanuel, you are with me, O Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or on into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your presence, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning and fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me.
See, we can, you and I, we can worship the Lord Spirit and truth. We don't have to answer to none of these tugs, to these dictators. Some of them are dictators. We don't have to answer because we're in charge. You just don't know it. Anything outside of the Word of God, you're not in charge. It's mm-hmm. going to dissipate, mm-hmm. just like the mist. In the meantime, my heart will go on singing
until then with joy I'll carry on
until the day my eyes behold at sea, until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold at sea, until God calls me home, but until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on, until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home. Glory.
His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Matthew 24, verse 23. Talking about things that's current. Because the truth is marching on, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's come a long way from since the crucifixion, and then all throughout the grace age, the truth been galloping on ahead, and we just happen to tap into it here in these closing days of time. Like in the 90s, we found that truth where it's at. We just latched onto it. And that's why we have a truth for these closing days of time. We can tell people the truth because we moved on and we burned our bridges. Every time we come to cross the river, we burn the bridge so we don't have to go back again. It's a very simple journey. If you can only be sold out, all you got to do is make up your mind.
That's right.
What I'm going to do. I'm going to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to cost, but who cares? It's better to go. To have carried a cross and be like something like that song says, how can I expect to walk in a bed of ease when others have paid a hefty price? And here I'm trying to go to a bed of ease and comfort. Ain't going to work that way. That's why we keep moving ahead. Matthew 24:23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. There's a different translation here. Then if anyone says to you, look, here's a movement, it's where it's at. Look, here is the Christ. The Christ, it's where it's at. Or there he is, do not believe him. Heavenly Father, we read your word, I just pray to help us expound on the things that's happening in the very hour we're now living in. As many, like you said, the word says, as many false Christs have gone out into the world to deceive the masses, Lord. And we just hang it on because we made up our mind, and then he brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, Brother Jackson, that angelic ministry that he said you're going to send these seven men and back in the book of Revelation, and they did throughout the grace age. And he just happen to tap in here these closing days of time, Lord, but we're living in a world of such magnitude of deception that it would deceive the very elect. We ask, Lord, you give us grace to continue on this journey, Lord, so we don't get sidetracked and deceived, Lord. We ask for gift and increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And there's a lot of movements. Anyway, I've seen a lot. When I got terminated, there was this movement up in Battleford, and different movements I've seen. I've been involved with a lot of them throughout my sojourn.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day the Lord allowed me to see. I saw the movement of all movements, the ministry of Brother Branham.
That's right.
And then even there, they devolved into a cult because they didn't move on from Brother Branham to Brother Jackson. And all these Branhamites out there, they're now involved in a cult. If you're not part of their clink clang, then you can't fellowship with them. And sometimes they're straight from a group in one city. They don't fellowship with them. They have nothing to do with one another. Just like the Oilers and the Gibbs, you know, in the past, we couldn't have fellowship one with another and things like that. But see, you gotta move on because you gotta know where the Lord is. From Brother Branham, he moved on to Brother Jackson. And he goes off the scene, and then from there, we're doing the finishing touches, like we keep seeing over and over again. And we see these movements rise, and right in our midst, right before our very face. Oh, did you hear about this movement? Did you hear about this thing? And oh, man, they come in their dime a dozen. But see, they're not interconnected to the seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand. And then that's our focal point. That's our North Star. You got to hold on. You just got to have reverence and respect for the Word of God. Where's that scripture that you you read yesterday about Dover and Isaiah. You were reading it yesterday about it, all it takes is a reverent respect for the Word of God. I thought it fit then right now, right here, in this hour of time. You and I, we're doing that very scripture. That's why that we're not so easily deceived and sidetracked from these movements.
Isaiah 66, this is what the Lord says, the heavens are my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where then is the house you will build for me? Where is the place where I will rest? My hand made them. That is how they came to be, says the Lord. I show special favor to the humble and contrite who respect what I have to say.
Is there a different translation?
For all those things had my hand made, and all those things have been said, the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembled at my word.
See, there's the key. If you can find favor with the Lord, and the only way you'll find favor with the Lord, if you have a reverence and respect for his word. That's all he's looking for. And you can walk before him in a humble stature, and not going out there trying to make a name for yourself, because it says over in Micah, as is dir, O Mensch, gesagt, was gut ist und was der Herr dein Gott von dir fordern tut, nämlich Gottes Wort halt, und liebe ihm demütig sein für deine Gott. It's all about humility. Once you got that treasure of humility, you're not going to go out there trying to make a name for yourself, trying to be this important person on the block, trying to be a number two. You're just not going to do it because it doesn't mix with humility. You're going to go to see what you can do to have a reverence and a respect for the Word of God. And so that's been our motto, and that's been our program here ever since the Lord put us on a journey. Walk before him in all humility, and never mind what people say to or think. That's not our problem. Our problem is just to keep on, burn your bridges, and go on. The truth is marching on. Just step up to the truth. We're very fortunate that we found that this truth in the Church Age of Laodicea. The only thing that really matters is the truth for your day. And we tapped into it, and then we burned all our bridges, and we stabilized ourselves, because there was nothing outside of that truth. And then the Lord took us in deeper, and like Peter said, even though you know the thing, we had to continue on down that journey until it becomes so real to us that we can actually touch it. We can actually speak on it now. We don't have nothing other than to speak about except for the things that been firmly established and the Church is willing to see. And we're saying some very hard things for people to digest, right? And we tell them that these servants and this community style living, it's not of God, it's of the devil. I can go back and I can prove it to you via the scripture. Back in the days of Martin Luther, God gave Martin Luther the revelation of the just shall live by faith, and he single-handedly put that whole Roman Catholic hierarchy that we'd have reigning the European world for 1,000 years, the Dark Ages, along comes Martin Luther with just a simple phrase, the just shall live by faith. And God used that man to put that whole thing out of commission. Completely go back to the just shall live by faith. And that's all that generation had to do. Hold on to that, the just shall live by faith. And like I say, he single-handedly put that Roman Catholic Church out of business. They could no more brainwash the people with their garbage. But see, the devil, he never stops. He figures out a plan. How can I divert that thing? And he goes in, and what he does, he does like some people, they divert a river, and then they turn it around, and that's what he does. How can I divert that, the Just Shall Live by Faith program? And you can go back and read it. The Church Age of Sardis didn't last very long. Of course, in the book of Revelation, that light went out. Simply because Satan sent in his tongues, his antichrist, his Peter Riedemann, and his Andreas Ehrenpreises, and his Jakob Hutter, and his Zwingli, and by the time he was done, he had put that thing completely out of commission, Martin Luther said, just to live by faith. That's how the devil does. He sends in these tongues, these serpents and these scorpions to divert you away from the real thing, like we've been telling you about the story about that killdeer, and walked through the meadows here in the spring, And as you get close to his nest, oh, he's putting up a big store. And he starts to pretend his wing is broken to lure you away from his nest. And here, these tugs out there, that's what they're doing. That's what Satan does to this very day. Just raises up a storm and to lead you, to lure you away from the real thing. But see, we know, we were not ignorant of his tactics. See, when I got baptized in Jesus' name out in Vancouver and I found out the message to Brother Brennan, all of a sudden I've been baptized 26 times. All of a sudden the devil is trying to throw everything he can to distract me. But see, I know what I was looking for and I know what I found. I didn't allow myself to be brainwashed or distracted, and I made up my mind. I went right through, and the Lord found me to be faithful and true to what He showed me. See, the Lord will test you if He gives you a revelation, like He gave you and I a revelation of that prophet, of that Malachi 4 prophet. Behold, I send Elijah the prophet. There's no any number of devils in hell that can divert us away from it, but because I know what I went through before I found that answer, before I know I was looking for something, and once I found it, I'm not going to let go of it, and then I had to hold on for dear life, and like I say, the devil, he'll throw everything he can at you, and he'll use your family and your relatives and everything he can get a hold of, just trying to lure you away from that, from the real thing. Mm-hmm. That's what he did with us. But see, we were bound and determined. We know what we found. There's no, like I say, there's not enough devils in hell that'll be able to divert us and brainwash us thinking that's not it.
That's right.
See, we went right through. Then he brought us to the ministry of Brother Jackson, and then he passed away, and then he was looking for somebody. I've said it over and over again. Who is then that faithful and wise servant that he knows is going to stick with the program? That was you and we stuck it out, and here, lo and behold, the Lord gives us the assignment to hold on to the truth that's been given to the church, to Laodicea, to just continue on with the program. And there's nobody's going to divert us. And these people, these preachers, especially these Hutterite preachers, they got all these people under their watch, but they're not in charge anymore. Mm-hmm. The Lord's not going to have a respect for them the way they treat His Word. And just like you were saying here, those that fear His Word, He's going to put them in charge, and He put you and me in charge. We just haven't come to our place yet. But these people, these Hutterite preachers, they think they're in charge. They're not in charge because they have no reverence and no respect for the Word of God. Like you and I, we have a respect and a reverence for the Word of God. When we read that scripture, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And we embrace it with a passion. And then He allowed us to see that angel. Back in the first chapter of Revelation, He allowed us to see these seven stars, and He allowed us to see the meaning of these seven stars. Then He goes on to explain the seven stars that you saw in my right hand. They are the angels to the church ages of Laodicea, and this is eternal life. Anything outside of that, He'll send you out to hell and death. And these sermons, they came on the scene to this community living after Martin Luther was done. Along come these distractors, and sending people out to hell and death with that community style living, and all it was to drag people back into the dark ages, and they don't even know. But now the devil, he doesn't use what he used in the dark ages anymore. Now he's putting on a very religious, sophisticated front, and but behind it, it's still the spirit of Satan, just as ruthless as you ever been. I challenge these preachers. Believe you me, they'll stop at nothing, and there's nothing to them to go into your house and just tear everything just right. See, God, behind it is still the spirit of Satan, exactly what they did back in the dark ages. We're just bringing closing in here in the closing years time, because the Bible says, and the last days, even the thoughts and the intent of the hearts will be exposed. Everything is being exposed here in this closing day of the time. That thing over in Iran, the Lord is just beginning to take the covers off that Gohamas and these leaders, the diabolical Muslim religion. All the Lord is doing is taking it off, and now they're holding on to dear life so they can keep on doing their terrorizing the people again. The same thing will happen to these colonies. These tugs, these Leonards and these Joseph Cyphers, and all these tugs, all these serpents and scorpions, Like the Bible explained, there are serpents and scorpions. The spirit is still the same diabolical spirit that was roaming and reigning in the dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
But see, now they got a very religious look on their face and a very long beard and a very black cat and all that garbage they used to deceive the people. But behind it, there's still the spirit of Satan. But like I say, he doesn't operate in broad daylight like he did back in the dark age. Now he comes on very pious, very religious, and you're no match to him. I've been in their torture chambers. I've been in their kangaroo court. They've already made up their mind what they're going to do, just like the popes did in the dark ages. They already made up their mind what they're going to do with Martin Luther if he ever gets their clutches on him. And he refused to have an audience with him. He didn't even get the time of day. He wanted to take him down to the Pope. Go to the Pope. I might as well go right talk to the devil. I'm not talking to the devil. See, that we're up to the same scenario here. Mm-hmm. We're just exposing these stuff. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them, but some of them are pure blooded dictators and bullies. Like that J.K., he was a first-class dictator and a first-class bully, and he's got quite a few of his supporters that still support him to this very day. How could you support a bully? How could you support the Pope? How could you support a person like that? He just can't support them anymore. That's what you and I did. We saw the thing that how these things are servicing, and we decided we're not supporting them. Just that simple.
That's right, and like, do you think the devil comes along with somebody that doesn't have any influence? You can see back in the early church how that Antichrist spirit came up, and it used people that had influence over people. That's why it was so successful persuade people away from the real baptism in Jesus' name, according to Acts 2:38. And see, that's how what the devil uses, people that are influential, people that are have a lot more charisma than the real Christians. They can persuade people more, and you can see that. But if it's not from God, in the end, you can see what it materialized into. It materialized into the dark ages where people, where freedoms were taken away from them. And that's what religion does. It takes people's freedom away from them. It has to go according to the word of God. Like we were reading yesterday about David. He thought he was doing God a service. And he thought he's going to bring the ark back. But because it wasn't done according to the word of God, that a person had to die. And then in chapter 15, you can see that he did his homework. Then he realized that it had to go according to the laws of Moses that God had given to Moses, how that Ark of the Covenant was supposed to be carried. It was supposed to be carried by the Levites.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back to the drawing board. He had to go back to the Word of God. The same way here. A lot of people, they try to go out and they follow every movement that is out there. Lo, here is Christ. They go all over the earth, world, to if there is something, that a movement that is going on, and oftentimes the devil can be behind that movement to sway people away. So that's why it said, don't go there. If they say, here is Christ, and people follow every movement there is, but it has to go according to the word of God. And David learned that there are specific statutes and ordinances that God has, and God has to go according to his word. He can't approve every movement that is out there. He goes according to his word, and his word, you can read it in Revelations, you can read it in John, that this is life eternal, that they believe in them who I will send, and he sent those angels to bring a message to each period of the church age. That's why Jesus held those seven stars in his right hand. And those are the message. That is according to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And in that, God has a message for people in the day and hour we're living in. And people that are, they have these religious organizations and they try to make a go of it, but it's not going to materialize into anything fruitful. Just like David's plan didn't materialize, he had to go back to the drawing board. What does the Word of God say? And he had to go according to God's Word.
Back in the day, they were trying to get a hold of Arrhenius and Polycarp because they were very influential back in the day, but they refused to bend, they refused to bow, they stuck with the program, and but nevertheless, but they couldn't get a hold of them, they started persecuting them, and then they went to look for other influential people that they could sway. But they could never sway Arrhenius, they could never sway Polycarp, and but because they worked overtime to see if they can't sway them their direction, so they can help bring in the diabolical satanic father and son who was baptized, because behind it Satan had a plan. And here to this day he's using very influential people that are up there, up in the ranks, and have influence on people like that Mac from Roosdale there. He's a first class dictator and a bully. And the devil uses people like that. They got a rough voice and they could really put the law down, you know. And I kind of feel sorry for that Lawrence down in Windy Bay. He's not a bully. And I heard him preach one time. I decided, you know, you got to be a Christian to be able to preach like that. And but we'll see what comes of that movement down there, because at the end of the day, they're going to have to come and listen to and do exactly what we had to do. We had to go back to the drawing board, and we found via the scriptures that God sent the prophet, and then we saw the baptism in Jesus' name, and then he sent us that apostle, and we're just, true keeps marching on, and if they want to come out, if they, in order for them to break their ties with that diabolical Hutterite community style living, they're going to have to come to accept the message for your day, just like you and I have. There's no two channels. There's no two chapters. This is that which, and we've been looking for it all our lives, and we found it. And there is no devil in hell that can divert us away from it, because we've made up our mind. We've burned our bridges. We don't have to go and it's like these Windy Bay. They started that movement down at Carmen. And then things didn't go the way they thought, and then guess what they did? They did exactly what Ananias and Sapphira did. They had a backup plan, and that's the other people, they like to brainwash people thinking that Ananias and Sapphira died because they kept back some money. No, Peter told them the money was yours. You could have kept it, but see, what they did, they tried to deceive the Lord. They tried to deceive the church. They had a backup plan. Let's see if this works out. Fine. If not, we'll put a little bit of money away. And if it doesn't work out, we'll just jump off the ship. But then we'll go back to a thing again. That's what these Windy Bears did. They had a backup plan. If this doesn't work out, we can always go back to the compound. And that's exactly what they did. Nothing good will come off it because it didn't come too good with Ananias. They try to brainwash and think that they died because they kept some stuff back. It was their money to begin with. But Peter said, you lied against the Holy Ghost. That's why they died, you know. Not because they kept some money back. That's what they use to lock people up, that you can't have any money. You can't have no property. You can't own nothing, because the same thing will happen that happened to Ananias and Sapphira. But see, the devil does. He takes a little bit of truth and twists it to see if he can lock people up in that diabolical community style living. It never was nothing. It never will be nothing. It was brought on by Satan from these people that were trying to come back Martin Luther back in his day. And like I say, the church age society didn't last very long. You can go back and read it in the book of Revelation where that light went out.
I can't understand how that should work when, let's say God calls you out from that environment, a religious system, right? And to follow Him. Now, if you're very serious, you're going to cut off all ties, because you want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and the path that He has led for you to go. And now they're saying that they felt led to go back to the colonies. Why would God one day tell you this and the other day tell you that? That to me does not make any sense. It's like Balaam. God told him the first time out, don't go up to with Balak. Stay here, because he doesn't have any good intentions. So, but then he sent another set of people, Balak, to persuade Balaam to go up and curse Israel. The Lord said he can go, but his first answer was not to go up there. But Balaam pressed God. Mm-hmm. And then he met his downfall, Balaam. I find that very hard to believe that God would call you away and then tell you to go back. God doesn't work that way.
That's not the God we got to learn mm-hmm. over the years. We had to be persecuted. We had to mm-hmm. go through it. We had to go right to the finish line, and we had to be pulled, yanked through their torture chamber. And today we can see why, because now we got something to tell the people mm-hmm. because we found to be faithful and true. We didn't buckle, we didn't bow, we did no matter what they threw at us, we just bowed and deterred. But then I was not a happy camper in the first leg of the journey. But now I can see what I had to go through. So I never go back to that system, because instead of God, it's after the devil. And then lo and behold, the Lord allowed us to see who's behind all that community styling. Nothing but the spirit of Satan. It's a nice way of dragging people back into the dark ages, where the popes and everything is controlled. They control the people. And here's the same thing. Only it's pretty hard to detect when you see these types come along, these scorpions, and we call them scorpions because that's what the Bible calls them. They're scorpions, and they're snakes in the grass. They're not good people. That Mac from Rosedale, he's not a very good man. And I understand back to Decker, he's probably out of commission already, that guy from up there from Decker. He's got a few of these old dictators. Mm-hmm. They love nothing better than to control the people. And they're going to put up a fight to keep hold on to their power. But at the end of the day, it's just going to dissipate, just like it happens over in Iran now. Mm-hmm. The time has come when that diabolical Muslim system is going to just dissipate.
That's right. It's not going
to have any value anymore. It's the same thing. God is going to bring confusion in the camp, and it'll have to go back to exactly where we went. We have to go back to the scriptures to find exactly, oh Lord, what do you really want from us? What is the program here? And we got the program. We've been put the last since 2012. We put the program that love God had. God sent a prophet. That's the foundation principles of the church age of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. God sent that Malachi for a prophet. And if you do not recognize that, well, you're just going to go out to hell and death. You're going to find out some movement somewhere along the road of life. And you're going to wear yourself out trying to get that movement going, just like up there with that Ford Pitt. You know, they didn't divorce themselves. They're just trying to patch up an old patch.
That's right.
No respect for the Word of God. It says you don't put new wine into an old skin, because what's going to happen? The skin will break, and the wine will run away, and then nobody's got nothing. That's exactly what's going up at Fort Pitt there. And nobody's got nothing. At the end of the day, they don't have this and they don't have that. Mm-hmm. They got nothing. All they're doing, they're trying to patch up an old system.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely right. Because the foundation is still the same. It's still based on Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. And if it's still that old system and you're just trying to patch it up, it's not going to work, because there's always going to be spirits clashing, because there's no unity of the spirit. And that's what happens if you try to live that Christian life on that religious system. Those spirits can never run together. It's always going to be grinding those wheels and vexing your spirits, because I've been there. I walked through it. And people, if they try to tell me otherwise, I look at them, I say, which planet are you from?
Mm-hmm.
I lived it. I walked through it. I know what it's all about. I witnessed it and experienced it firsthand. So you're now telling me things have changed. How can things change if that foundation is still based upon Roman Catholicism?
Bible says things will wax worse and worse. And see, you and I are very fortunate, very blessed that we burned our bridges and we put our faces of flint. We know what it's, we know it's going to cost us everything, but we were bound and determined, because before we found the ministry of Brother Brent, we had such a hunger and such a thirst for reality. All we wanted was to quench that thirst that was in us. And the only way we found that is when we come to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then the ministry of Brother Jackson. Now we're in hallelujah land. Mm-hmm. We're just having a great old time. The Lord is blessing us. He's allowing us to see what's going on. And like I say, they're going to have to do exactly what we did. We had to go back to the drawing board. Lord, what are you doing here in these closing days of time? And then you found that scripture, Malachi 4, behold, I'll send you Elisha the prophet. Mm-hmm. And 7 years later, sometime later, here you come right in contact, face to face with that ministry that's back there in Malachi 4. Behold, I'll send you Elisha the prophet. And you embraced yourself with it. And then from there, the Lord brought us together. And he took us on to higher heights and deeper depths. And now we have something to tell people. Right. And see what's going wrong with people. They want to hold on to their power, their control over people's souls. Mm-hmm. That's like dragging people back right into the dark ages. That Max von Rosenthal, he's the first class dictator. He likes to control the people. He likes to lord it over the people. It's just that simple. But in the kingdom of God, it doesn't work that way. If you want to be great, you become a servant. And if you want to become greater still, you got to become a slave. It's just the basic principle of the scriptures, just like you read here. God will reverence and respect for you if you have a reverence and respect for the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That's why you and I are where we are today, because we have a reverence and a respect for the Word of God. We have to allow ourselves to be conformed to the Word of God. And that, right. Instead of trying to control the Word of God, of trying to make it say something was never meant to be said. One of the first things we found out, that these sermons, take them out in the middle of the yard and burn them up, because they were written by the devil. People don't realize how slick the devil is. He comes as an angel of light, and he'll have 99% truth. But he'll have, in that truth, there'll be just 1% of poison. Deadly poison. They'll take you out to hell and death. It's just that simple. See, we found all that out simply because we got a reverence and a respect for the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And we refuse to bow, we refuse to bend, we refuse to bow, and at the end of the day, God will put the stamp of approval on. It's not us that's going to prove it. It's the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's going to prove it and move us on to higher height and deeper depths. That's why we're waiting for that vacation to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done for us, for where you have led our journey, Lord. And we're grateful, Lord, that you send a message in this day and hour, Lord, to prepare us for your coming. And we don't have to follow every movement that's out there, Lord, because you established us in your word, that you sent the prophet to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. And we just want to let people know what you've done in this hour, Lord, so they can too be partakers of that glorious anointing that you had here in this end time. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.